This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Johnny Depp and Marilyn Manson are all teamed up for the It's Very Not Safe for Work, Say 10 video.
Are they dating now? Is that the rumor?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know who he's seeing. Why wouldn't he be seeing her? Johnny Depp joins Marilyn Manson.
Wait a minute. You mean Johnny Depp seeing Marilyn?
Yeah. Don't you always call him her?
Right. But I would think it'd be the other way around. Who's bigger?
Johnny Depp.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you come on. Stop it. Stop. You drop Johnny. No one says you drop Marilyn. Come on, Vinny.
They just said you dropped Marilyn. That thing fell right on her head. Her whole tour was canceled.
The only reason we talk about Marilyn Manson on this show is because you love her.
And because she's hysterical.
Sure. So in this video, when we heard the song Say 10 last week, it's the word say and then the number 10. Super clever.
It is pretty cute.
Yeah. It's one of the new songs on his new record. And he's done a video for it. Johnny Depp and Marilyn Manson play the biblical brothers Cain and Abel. During the video, they mouth the song's lyrics at each other while sitting on thrones.
Oh, those ladies are naked.
In a cavernous room filled with writhing naked women. And then there's a woman getting herself where demonic spirits are trying to break through the walls and a Bible mysteriously floats in the air. Describing the video, Marilyn Manson says, "After the balloons have all shriveled up and are swallowed in the puddles of puke and idealism, don't look to me for sympathy. I'm here to be all that I'm accused of not being and to be blamed for what you made me. The shots you will hear are from a mouth disguised as a gun. Don't call this art. This is a hard area. In a room full of vampires and the music man." I can't say what he said there.
What do you mean? You just skipped a whole part.
This is an aroused rooster in a room full of vampires and the music man. The music is my foul blood on your faces. Happy Halloween, everybody. Marilyn Manson's back.
Oh, he has a crown of thorns in the video.
Of course he does.
See, look, he's still having fun.
Sure. What could be more fun than that? And they're so, listen, if you want to see a series of disturbing images and naked ladies.
Him and Johnny Depp are actually friends. Did you know that?
Well, I assumed it because there they are in the video together and Johnny Depp loves weird people. Yeah. Oh, look, they're just loving on each other.
I've read a few articles recently about those two. Apparently, at one point, they were partying together and they all decided to leave Johnny's mansion and go pee on his star on the. Did you tell me this story?
No.
They all decide to go down and they're going to pee on his star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And there were too many people there, so they just went home.
We can't go to that. We're not making an appearance here.
So they show up, too many people. They all, everybody back to the house. So stupid.
All right, let's move on to Harvey Weinstein. I have a whole bunch of little random things about him. Earlier today, we talked about how Gwyneth Paltrow has come forward with a story. Angelina Jolie, Rosanna Arquette, Heather Graham. There were a number of women who came forward and at least described, at the very least, inappropriate behavior. And three women are alleging rape now. So things are getting even worse for Harvey Weinstein. I think it was yesterday we were talking about Rose McGowan had called out Matt Damon and Ben Affleck,
big time.
Yeah.
She was like, bleep you, Affleck. I thought, oh my goodness.
Matt Damon is saying he did not knowingly try to tamp down a sexual harassment story about Harvey in 2004. I thought there was another dude involved with this.
Yeah, Russell Crowe.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That's that one. Okay.
But Ben Affleck is in here. And she is saying he did know. So Matt Damon says, "I didn't knowingly try to tamp down a sexual harassment story about Harvey in 2004. He claims he never saw that kind of behavior when he worked with him. Yeah, because you're not a skirt, buddy. And Ben Affleck says he's saddened and angry and sickened by what's coming out about Harvey Weinstein. Rose McGowan says Ben did know. She told him what Harvey did to her. And his response was, God damn it, I told him to stop doing that. Back in 2013, I mean, we've heard that this was an open secret. Obviously, we're not in Hollywood. Oh, Hooman is it? Maybe he knew.
Did you know Hooman?
Did you know about this?
I mean, you know, you hear things, but I knew how powerful he was, and I knew how ruthless he was. The thing that everyone always talked about when it came to Harvey Weinstein was how he was able to game the system to get Shakespeare in Love to beat out Saving Private Ryan. Saving Private Ryan is arguably one of the top 10 films in the history of film, if not one of the top 20 films, and Shakespeare in Love is forgettable.
And won the Oscar.
And won the Oscar.
So they say it was a totally open secret to the point where this is from back in 2013. Seth MacFarlane is announcing the nominees for Best Actress on stage at the Oscars in 2013. Sources are saying that Harvey is blaming his brother Bob Weinstein, saying that he is the person who turned over Harvey's file and all the...
The file?
The file that documented the many complaints against him and the 8 or so settlements that he has made over the years.
He kept a file?
Apparently so.
What?
Bob, he says, sold him out to the New York Times to get him ousted from their company. Bob says Harvey's a very sick man who's slinging fake stories to deflect from his own misdeeds. Harvey firmly believes it was Bob who fed the New York Times the information for its sexual harassment story. He believes it was a well-orchestrated plan by Bob to oust him from the company that he built. I think Harvey Weinstein, because they're just saying Weinstein, firmly believes the entire board knew about his sexual harassment trouble for years. The sources at TMZ say 7 months ago, Bob received Weinstein's entire personnel file, which detailed a number of the claims, and he believes that Bob leaked that file to the New York Times. As for proof that the file was sent, Harvey Weinstein's people have a FedEx receipt which shows his brother got the material. Bob says, my brother Harvey's a sick man. I've urged him to seek immediate professional help before he is in because he is in dire need of it. His remorse and apologies to the victims of his abuse are hollow. He said he would go away for help and has yet to do so. He has proven himself to be a world-class liar, and now rather than seeking help, he is looking to blame others. His assertion is categorically untrue from A to Z. I guess that his assertion that says Bob is the leak. Mm-hmm. I pray he gets the help he needs. I believe that it is him behind all of these stories to distract from his own failure to get help. Apparently, Harvey is supposedly, I believe he got on a jet last night was the story.
Harvey did.
Harvey Weinstein got on a jet and he went to somewhere in Europe. Here it is. Harvey Weinstein boarded a private jet Tuesday night bound for a rehab center in Europe for sex addiction. He decided to take the advice of the people around him, leave immediately. He'll enter a live-in facility. This is according to TMZ. He'll enter a live-in facility which will deal with both sex and other behavioral issues. They called him surprisingly calm. He has moments where there are bursts, but for the most part, he's pretty calm, says the source. Weinstein believes he can get help, come back, and make a fresh start. As a source close to Weinstein put it, he wants to come back fresh with new ideas. He and his team are in settlement discussions with the Weinstein Company, and the idea of him serving in some outside capacity is still on the table, according to this.
Who's more hated, Mel Gibson or Harvey Weinstein?
Well, today, Harvey Weinstein, Harvey. But, you know, that's just because we haven't heard that tape recently. And
well,
then the final...
Harvey Weinstein isn't done yet, right? I mean, the stories are new today.
Right.
There's new stuff, so...
Harvey Weinstein's wife is dumping him. She says she needs time away from him to care for their kids. She said, my heart breaks for all the women who have suffered tremendous pain because of these unforgivable actions. Her name is Georgina Chapman, and you may know her as I believe she's the head of Marquesa. I've seen her on Project Runway. She says, I've chosen to leave my husband. Caring for my young children is my first priority. I asked the media for privacy at this time. Weinstein said, I support her decision. I'm in counseling, and perhaps when I'm better, we can rebuild. Over the last week, there's been a lot of pain for my family that I take responsibility for. I sat down with my wife, Georgina, who I love more than anything, and we discussed what was best for our family. We discussed the possibility of a separation, and I encouraged her to do what was in her heart. I understand, I love her, and I love our children, and hopefully when I'm better, I will be in their lives again. They've been married since 07. They have two kids. His world's been coming apart since last week when a small army of women began coming forward to chronicle decades of sexual harassment and now rape allegations by the powerful Hollywood producer.
So trippy that Gwyneth Paltrow, is that that's the one?
Yes.
She had a name. Her parents are in the industry.
Right.
I'm surprised that even she found herself in a hotel room meeting with that guy.
Right. She said it was totally business until he suggested massages. And that's when she got uncomfortable and left. And she had the power to do so. You're right. She came from Hollywood royalty or thereabouts, yeah. At least in the royal
and
court.
Had a famous actor boyfriend
she
husband
was dating,
at the time.
Brad Pitt at the time, and apparently she told him, and he confronted Harvey, who turned it around and started screaming at Gwyneth. So that worked out. Okay, that's all I've got time for. Vincent, what's coming up?
Love and Marriage make the news right after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That is Pink. We've been giving away tickets for her. Her show is coming up on May 18th at the Oracle Arena, and we just found out that she has added another show.
Yeah.
May 19th, which means that one must be selling pretty damn well.
I know. I want to go.
So we have tickets for her throughout the day, 9, noon, 3, and 5. Be listening for your cue to call. This portion of the program is brought to you by IKEA. Scott Capurro is going to be joining us at about 8 o'clock, and he has a show October 13th at the Throckmorton in Mill Valley and October 14th at the Freewheel Brewing Company in Redwood City.
Mm-hmm. I like the Freewheel places. It's intimate, but it's a great place.
Oh, that's right in your town.
Yeah.
So you...
I went to that one last year, I think it was. There's a nice little Mexican restaurant next door.
Oh.
Get your food.
Oh, nice. Get your food, get mm-hmm. some beer, laugh your ass off. Scott Capurro. Cozy should never be costly. From September 27th to October 9th, all IKEA mattresses over $150 will be going at 20% off. Visit your IKEA store or IKEA.com today. IKEA, make the dream yours.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started. Here's what's happening. I'll begin with a couple texts real quick.
Okay.
925 says, in mi gente, the Beyonce lyric is, see these double C's on this bag, Murda. She's singing about having a Chanel bag, everyone. Mm.
Oh, Bryn should have knew that.
Yeah, Bryn.
How did you not know that?
How did you not know? Get him!
I don't work there. What are you talking about?
Beyonce hopped on the song and announced that she would donate all her proceeds to disaster relief charities in Puerto Rico, Mexico, and other recently affected Caribbean island. Maybe that's why it's so high up on the charts. Love you guys. Have a great morning.
That's possible. Cool.
Hey guys, says 510, Calistoga being evacuated. My dad works for the city and fire is blazing down the hill toward them, hoping for the best. I do have that update in 1 second, but let me get to this one real quick too. No, we got it. Okay, it was the Calistoga one. Okay, so there's that. Cal Fire issued new evacuation orders this morning for residents north of Grant Street in Calistoga as wildfires threatened the Napa County town. Evacuees are advised to leave south on Silverado Trail to Zinfandel Lane. Sorry, that just caught me off. It's a drink, right. Isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Wine.
Zinfandel Lane. It's cute. Anyway, and west to southbound Highway 29. So not all neighborhoods are being evacuated, but some are. So if you're in Calistoga, you need to be aware of that. They say check with loved ones before leaving due to limited cell service and check in with neighbors as carpooling may be necessary. A shelter for evacuees has been set up at Napa Valley College on Napa Vallejo Highway. So that's the latest there. So they're still evacuating. There's still fire up there, everyone.
Well, and to hear 0% containment is disheartening.
Yeah, right? Like 170,000 acres.
Is it really at 170 now? Mm-hmm.
And they're saying the winds are going to be really bad today and tomorrow. Mm.
October is just a really windy month. And it's dry. It's super dry wind and hot. It's not good. Okay, Apple products. They were once the 10%ers. Like, there were just a few core people who loved the Apple computer programming system.
Stuck and, with it. Right.
And they were super fans.
Mm-hmm.
But most people
went,
come on.
Come on, man.
According to a new survey, 64% of households in America now own at least one Apple product. That includes the iPhone, the iPad, the MacBook, the Apple Watch.
Apple TV.
And the old iPods, Apple TV.
Oh, sure. iPods, my God, right.
5 years ago, only 50% of households had an Apple product. And like I was saying, you know, 15 years ago, most people were claiming.
Yeah, forget it. I'm IBM right. all the way or whatever.
It was kind of the IBM, though, wasn't it?
It was.
Most of us don't just have one. The average household has 2.6 Apple products.
Oh my God, I must have 20 at my house.
I know, I'm fully all in. Yeah. So, and every now and then I've gone to, I guess it's your profile or whatever, and you have to remove the products that you've stopped using. You realize, wow.
Right. Holy cow, have I gotten
iPhone
a lot of
6.
These things.
Delete.
Right. I know. When I sign up on your, like, there's certain things, like if you listen to books, it'll tell you where you're at, where your progress is at on your other, like on Sarah's iPhone 19 and, you know, John's iPad 22, like, it's a little bit out of control.
Well, you stay up, you know, they keep putting new products out. They keep updating the product line. So you stay up. Mm. This is what I use. I carry it all day. It's my thing. I'm in touch with everybody through this little thing. I saw someone recently. This is celebrity trash stuff, so I hope I'm not about to Gary Radnich you.
Gary away, baby.
I don't know what lady. Some lady, and I just read the headline, and then I skipped it. But she was saying, I can't do the cell phone life anymore, and she just had to quit. Some celebrity.
Oh.
Oh. And I don't know.
Oh, who is that?
That was mine.
You're allowed, I guess. She's in touch with 50 million people.
I have so many texts. I even haven't had time to answer back anyone. Sorry.
I can see where people feel it.
Yeah.
What am I doing? What is it? Quit the cell phone.
A celebrity who quit cell phones. Okay.
But I want to say it's that music producer's daughter.
A music producer's daughter.
Like the hugest music producer.
Clive Davis.
But it's his actress daughter that said
Quincy Jones' daughter, Rashida Jones.
Yes!
Oh, is that who it is?
You just got
I
a got, point.
I got a point. Yay.
Bryn, give her a motorboat.
Yeah.
You don't want that? Why are you making that face?
Her face.
I'm not going to motorboat anybody.
She does not want that.
That does not make
you'd
him
be,
feel good about himself.
Just slamming on my stern. If I had something to offer, maybe I would, you know, if I had Yuzi style motorboat.
No, he's going to give you one.
Oh, I put my face in his.
No, I'll take one from Sarah, no problem.
No, we don't have that kind of relationship. We're not like you and Yuzi.
You have to clarify what it means when you give somebody. Does that mean that I go
Who's
to
the recipient?
Yeah,
if you
right.
say, I'm going to motorboat you, does that mean, is this my, are you the motorboat
Who's
in that
the
scenario?
Motorboat?
Is
Never
the face
mind.
The motorboater?
I just ruined my news break. We just got off on a complete sidetrack. I was just trying to say you did a great job.
Oh, thank
That's
you.
All.
Thanks.
Congratulate. I'll just ring the
shame.
Bell for a second. I only have one
it's
button,
great.
So it really isn't only for shame.
It's for everything. Congratulations.
It's the only thing I got.
Right.
Half of people are saying having a dining room isn't important anymore. You got
I
a dining room?
100% agree. I do, and it's a place where stuff gets piled. Yeah.
That used to be the old purse stacking.
It was. I actually used it as a work table for a while. I just had all my junk.
Is it still covered in purses you haven't
You know
sold?
What's covered in? It's like our cribbage board's on there. Like there's a couple decks of cards, some pads of paper. It's also the place. It's sort of between the kitchen and the outdoors. So just crap gets piled on it. Like you come into the house and you put your thing down on the dining room table.
It's the equivalent of the junk drawer?
It's like a junk drawer. And so when we have people over, I have to. It's good because, you know, you don't want. Yeah, we have some place to put stuff down and then you have to clear it when people come over. Because actually, we can only seat five in our kitchen. And so if we have more than that, we have to clear the dining room.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
It's where we play all our games and stuff.
The dining room.
The dining room.
People say it's not important anymore.
Do you have one at the new house?
We have an empty space where one would go. Sure, there's nothing
but
there
yet. But you have an
eat-in
kitchen, too? Like, do you have a place for a table in the kitchen?
Yeah, and I don't think we'll end up using the dining room. I don't see that being something we would do.
Well, you might, if you got it, you might as well just grab
a
table
know.
And chairs
I mean,
and throw
my parents,
it in there.
Growing up, we had a dining room. And we had, I want to say it was called the Hutch.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah. Where all the china mm-hmm. sat.
Yeah. Sure.
And the fine dessert liqueurs that we'd all watered down, like, I don't know how many.
And by we all, you mean you.
Me and my brother. It was me and Jan, but, you know, the Zambuca. Do you know
Jan,
what that is?
Zambuca? Yeah.
Is Jan also, does he have substance issues?
No, he
he hasn't had to go to rehab or lost his job. I see. Okay, so while he might have issues, he hasn't
quit. I don't think he has issues. He partakes, but he definitely shows up for work and he doesn't need to not.
He can share his 12-pack.
Yeah.
And he doesn't necessarily have that shoved into the pockets of his coat.
Right. He's a friendly person who doesn't need all of these.
Got it.
Anyway.
In your new house, though, won't you want to host a Thanksgiving? You have a lot of family in the area, and you'll want a nice big dining room table. You'll have a kids' table and a grown-ups table.
I don't know. Yeah. I can't answer that. I think
your
that question's
girlfriend will
have
eventually
to go to her, exactly.
Yeah, she'll furnish the dining room.
I'll tell you, in the place that we just got, there's a set for a dining room with a butler's
pantry.
Path.
Oh, nice, a butler's pantry.
And then another little wall,
uh-huh.
And then there's a setup for, like, what is the difference between the living room and the family room?
The difference between them? The living room's a little more formal, maybe?
Okay, yeah. So the living room, there's a living room.
Uh-huh.
And she's already said, we're knocking that wall down and making that one big room.
Oh, great. Oh.
And I was like,
oh, you're going to have room for a pool table.
You do your thing, dude. I don't
get a pool table in there.
Whatever.
I don't know what you're talking about. But apparently she doesn't think there should be two formal separate areas.
Yeah, you don't need that.
I don't know.
Well, usually one has the TV in it and one is more for like, one is the other room that you just gets dusty because no one ever goes in
that's
there.
That's the one.
Nothing
right.
interesting in there
right.
at all.
She's saying that's useless. We're not going to do that.
Put a pool table in it. People will use it.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what we did at our formal living room at our old house. We're like, no one's ever going to go in there. Put a pool table in there. Woohoo! And we went in there all the time. That's where the piano was, the pool table. It was great. We had a little bar set up in there. It's good. You can't have that, though. No bar.
The bar? Right. Oh, right. Well, that's true.
Sounds like you got a great new house. I can't wait for the housewarming party. Woo! Yay!
Anyway,
make a big pot of sauce. Big pot of gravy, Vin.
Half of people say the dining room isn't important anymore.
Yeah.
Married Americans are more unhappy than ever,
oh,
according to this story.
That's horrible to hear. Stop it, Bryn.
People... Right.
Love and marriage.
People who choose to stay married should be happier in their relationships because, you know, you can get divorced.
Sure. Cheaper to keep her.
But there are those issues, right? I mean, you've built a life together. You have a house together. I've
difficult
now
to
I find myself
yourself.
In that situation. We own property and have a kid and...
Mm-hmm.
Not that my relationship's unhappy, but I can see that people would say to themselves, boy, getting unconnected from this is going to be a thing. And that's the point. So this article kind of bums me out as they say, it's easier than ever to exit. No, it's not.
No.
It's actually really hard. Anyway, there's a big number of people who find themselves, a smaller number of people who find themselves very happy in their marriages It's fallen to 68%.
Of married people are very happy.
Right. That seems kind of high.
It seems like what it should be, I guess. I mean, a little more than that would be nice. But
men are more happy as they break it up. The breakdown goes, men are 64% of men are very happy in their marriage.
Well, that's nice.
60% of women are.
That's...
Well, that's, you know, one person's getting what they need, the other isn't.
Right. Well.
What?
It's better than, it's, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. I'm super bummed for people who are in marriages that aren't happy.
I know.
It bums me out.
I'm
big time.
So happy in my marriage.
When we used to go, me too.
Oh, good for me. I know. But he's so great.
Yeah.
I'm with the right person.
We used to go away on those girl chicks weekends for the skiing. And man, the grousing about the husbands. I was just like.
Is that right?
Like at one point, I think one of the weekends, somebody said, let's all go around the room and say something that bothers us about our husbands. I'm like.
Why would you do that?
I know. I'm like, I tried to think. I mean, everyone was doing it. So I was like trying to think. I think that's
peer
what
pressure.
I was like, he takes two bites of a sandwich every time. Like he goes. That is like, and the sniffing. I mean, it's like those are the worst things I can say.
What do you mean two bites?
Like you can't just take one bite of a sandwich. It bothers me. But it doesn't bother me that much. I guess it's just something I had to come
so
up with.
So there's like a...
When you have like a big sandwich, say...
A hesitation bite?
No. It's just like... He can't just like take a bite and back off the sandwich. He always goes... like takes a
he's
second
getting
bite.
As much as he can.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know, but it always...
I do the same thing.
Oh, you do?
You do?
Yeah, she gets mad at me because I can't take one popcorn and put it in my mouth. I gotta grab a whole like... handful of
one popcorn like smash that in your face I'm
right,
with you buddy
that's how I roll
yeah it doesn't even really bother me it's just I'm trying to like think of things that I you know could say
well what were their things
bad things
let me hear them.
I'm not telling you any
of
them
for the purpose of our conversation I think we need to know something
no it was harsher stuff like he doesn't listen or he did this or he you know ignored my
what's
feelings
this?
I don't know
like did anybody say anything about having an affair or something
no
like that?
Nobody said that. Not in that round table situation, anyway.
How about in the other round table?
I don't know. I'm not going to tell you all my girlfriend's
secrets. It's too bad because that would be interesting. Affairs are fun to talk about.
Are they?
Oh, hey, yeah, that would be interesting. Hey, Bryn.
Yes, the rest of this not interesting.
No, I mean, people saying, double bite. Yeah. It's just like you said, trying to find something because John's so adorable. He bakes gluten cakes and makes chili.
So he's really on right now.
Who is?
Scott is.
Well, he just jumped up and grabbed Hooman's mic away from him.
I looked over, when I heard that, I looked over at Bryn like, you're playing audio from Scott?
Yeah, that was really him.
All right.
Scott will be joining us momentarily.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, why is it news that a movie producer sexually harassed anyone? Seriously, people, is this some sort of distraction from real news?
Really? Okay, well... You know, you don't have to listen to it.
Did you guys cover Terry Crews coming out about sexual abuse he received?
I'm going to bring that up with Scott.
Oh.
I thought we'd save some of it because there was so much of it today.
Oh, brother, now I'm really confused. I thought you said Marilyn Manson was a guy.
No, he is a guy.
She is.
Because his name's Marilyn, Vinny always makes the joke,
it's
I love
her. It's not really,
her.
I just do enjoy everything that is Marilyn Manson. But
it gets confusing because it's not like he's a transgender woman or anything. It's just that his first name is Marilyn, so that your joke has always been, I love her.
But she's so over the top. 707 says, thanks to the Alice family for providing some laughter and some nonsense. The fires are all consuming. You make our day better. Love you guys.
That's actually nice to hear because it feels sometimes a little crass to have a good time in here.
I know.
It also feels like there's nothing. It's bad news up in the North Bay.
Right. Terrible, terrible news. Right in our backyard here, people.
That's good for now. What's coming up in the trash?
Well, I'll hit that Terry Crews thing if I get to it with Scott Capurro, who's in next.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.